Well, the tensions, the attacks between North and South Korea have everybody talking, including you. You have a lot to say about this, and we always want to get your comments. You can call us at 8778-MYTAKE. So far, there's a widespread variety of opinions on the role that the United States should play in what could be a conflict between North and South Korea. And we've gotten a lot of international responses. Noah from Australia writes, "War in Korea is a U.S. matter. The U.S. has military forces in South Korea where the whole purpose is to aid Korea if war breaks out. Otherwise, why would South Koreans bother with having a foreign military in their own land? In saying that, I support peace over war. I hope there's no war."
And, of course, that writer there from Australia, where it's more of a local concern, situation in Korea, reminding us that it should be local for the U.S., since we do have those military forces near the demilitarized zone. Lil writes to us, "Well, I think the U.S. should stay out of it unless we are desperately asked to help South Korea out. It is not our fight, so why do we need to send our soldiers to get killed? Lil, they're already there. We need to stay out of it and be neutral," she writes.
Although we are sending more. He's got the news today that the president is sending the USS carrier. George Washington. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kathy adds, "I'm tired of other countries with no respect for human life causing trouble amongst themselves and then having us go in to help them out. Let them fight it out for themselves."
Joshua responds, "FYI, for people saying this is not our fight, the U.S. Air Force has two bases in Korea, so American soldiers in a country that is getting bombed even offshore on a little island or next door is our business."
There are. I mean, a lot of soldiers end up going to early on in their army careers or military careers, end up going and spending time.
It used to be a miserable assignment, but with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's actually a favorite assignment.
Absolutely. Now, we got a response from Sheila in Fort Drum, New York. She says, "This freaks me out. My husband is a U.S. Army soldier and has had nothing but problems since he was right in the middle of a lot of live fire and danger in Afghanistan in his last employment. I pray we don't send troops. I pray they don't send my husband. I just don't see many soldiers coming back from something like this, not with what I've seen in the past. And I don't know much about North and South Korea other than what I've learned in history classes and from documentaries. But I can tell you, everything I do know scares the living hell out of me."
A lot of listeners wrote that the U.S. should take a hard line on North Korea, but Mike thinks, "Not so smart. Will one of you who are suggesting we put our foot down on North Korea explain how we do that with a country expressed a willingness to use nuclear weapons? Honestly, is a nuclear war worth it? As far as conventional war, that would put us in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Korea. Really, people, think about what war means and decide if we want that or can even handle that." Katya in South Korea writes this, "Let's take this for what it is, a terrible event that may have worldwide repercussions and leave it at that. None of you are commander-in-chief nor likely to hold this position. I sleep better at night knowing this."
Give us your take. Call 8778-MYTAKE or post a comment at our website, thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.